Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us again for the Encouraging Words for School Counselors podcast. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. This summer, we're rebroadcasting some of our favorite stories from school counselors from the past year. One of our most popular podcasts last year was from Trudy Wolf. Trudy has been an elementary school counselor for more than 17 years, but prior to becoming a school counselor, she spent almost 20 years in the mental health field. One of Trudy's first jobs as a mental health counselor was at a residential shelter for children, where she heard a kernel of advice that has stayed with her for all this time.
The work at the shelter was very hard. We had a mixture of children placed there by DCS and also by juvenile probation. It was residential. And so it was hard to see changes for the children. And because it was a small community, we were able to stay in contact with them once they went home. And that was sometimes even more discouraging to see them regress. But my supervisor, Joanne, always said, "You're planting seeds. You may not see the results of the growth and the blooming because you work with children. Because with children, we only have them for a short time." So I always hung on to that.
That wisdom and advice, says Trudy, stuck with her and has helped her through her years as a counselor.
A few years ago, our district was doing some long-range planning meetings. So parents and community members, teachers, counselors, a lot of people were involved. So when I was waiting for the meeting, I went to the local CVS and I ran into two girls who had been in my self-esteem group. And that was in third grade, and they were at the middle school now. And they were so happy to see me, and they told me how much they enjoyed group. And we had two really important poems that we used a lot in that group. And they recited both poems from memory. And one girl told me that she still has her little card with the poem on it, and she looks at it every day. And then when I went to the district meeting, a mother came up to me, and I had had all three of her children in groups. And again, she told me, you know, how much the groups had helped her children. And that was kind of a dark day for me. That was not a good day for me. But it quickly turned into a very meaningful day for me because I saw the results of the seeds I had planted.
After we aired this story last fall, a counselor named Melissa Keeley, who has worked with Trudy over the years, shared a related story. She wrote, "I worked with a fourth grader with extreme anger outbursts, impulsivity, and prone to fighting first and asking questions later. We worked very closely in fourth grade, a little less in fifth grade, and a little bit in sixth grade. One day in sixth grade, this student comes to my office shaking, pacing, red-faced, clenched fists, probably the angriest I had ever seen him. When I was finally able to talk to him, I assumed he was in trouble and had already done something. When I asked him what had happened, he started listing all the other person's actions and how mad he was. When I asked him what he had done, he said, 'Nothing.' I walked away. When I gave him a hug and told him how proud of him I was, of how far he had come, he said, 'Oh, I wanted to fight him, but I didn't want to make you look bad because of all the time you have put into helping me work through things.' Melissa says it made her feel so good that at the height of his rage, this student paused long enough to think about her and about how she would feel and how she would look. And because of that, the student made a different decision. She says it is still a highlight after 18 years in her position. Thanks, Melissa. Thanks, Trudy, for your stories. You can find links to the two poems that Trudy mentioned on our website at inspiresuccess.org/podcast. You can also, while there, record your own story of a touching or a humorous encounter with a student or a family. It's so easy to do, and we really love if you can do it during the summer because we know how the school year gets. All you have to do is go to inspiresuccess.org/soundbooth. You can record it anytime you want. We'd love, again, to hear your stories. One last reminder, my colleague Kelly and I are at the Ask a National Conference this week, so if you're there, stop by and say hello at booth number 804. Hey, thanks for listening. As always, have a great week.